And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Goopa Goopa!
Hello!
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And we've got a word of the week this week. It is nothing. We've had nothing through. Oh. Nothing for word of the week.
Okay.
Hardly any MySpace comments. No Poetry Corner. Ooh. No Comedy Suburbs. Ooh. No Judgmental.
Oh,
no more iTunes reviews in the UK. No nothing.
Slow week then, yeah?
Yeah. Okay. However.
Okay.
We have, finally, and I've been waiting a year for this. Well, not for this, because this is the new album, but since I first spoke to them, when I met the lovely Yuri, down at Yuri. Down at the Dirty Water Club, we have finally got the new album from the Priscillas, Tony.
Okay.
And we're bookending the show with tracks from it this week. Here comes the first one. You ready for this?
Yep.
Oh, Keiko.
And she's got what you want behind the table in the back of the room. Tell her what size and tell her what color. Tell her how many and she'll love you too. She'll sell you teas and all kinds of things, but be sure that you bring cash in hand. And look no further, you won't find anyone to do what she does, not even the band.
The Priscillas and Okeiko from their new album 10,000 Volts, which is out now, by the way. And I just noticed there is a little asterisk there, which would presumably say what now is, but it doesn't. Is it on the next page? No. They are, I'll tell you some people who are fans of the Priscillas, shall I, Tony?
Yeah.
The Mighty Boosh, JK, Shane McGowan, Franz Ferdinand, The Cramps, well, what's left of them, The Damned, Sky Saxon, and designer Alice Wheat. And they all absolutely love them. Love what is described as the Priscillas' unique brand of milkshake punk. I happen to know that the Priscillas could drink pretty much anyone on the table as well. And although they're an all-girl band, they've now got a bloke on drums, Phil Martini, ex of Tokyo Dragons. They are, I tell you, they're absolutely brilliant, mate. And I'm just looking at, yeah, here goes. You'll no doubt be particularly pleased to know that they did. I sent them a MySpace message because they sent us something rather about some gigs and on something. And I sent them MySpace saying, "Where's our CD? I'm waiting for our CD." And they went, "Oh, so sorry, you sent us one straight away." Hey, not only did they send me a CD, Tony, do you want to know what else they sent me?
Pants,
sticker,
okay,
with the Priscilla's on it. Do you know? You want to know what else they sent me?
Thong,
the Priscilla's business card.
Okay.
Do you know what's written on the back of the Priscilla's business card?
Home telephone number and a kiss.
Not far off. Jane the lead singer's mobile number.
Hey.
Paulie B's in there. Come on. What I want to know is, what is the Priscilla's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ the Priscilla's.
And if you do, it is. It's Tony One, Paulie B, the internet nil. And if you do hear of me spending a lot more time in North London than I have been of late, maybe you know why. Hello, that's all I'm saying.
Oh, really?
Now, I have got some, if I'd bothered to open it up, I have got some MySpace comments for you, Tony.
Excellent.
You're listening to the Planet Smashers, by the way. And there'll be another song by the Priscillas at the end of the show that's even better than that one, I think. The album is great. Do buy it immediately if you haven't already. Visit the MySpace page, find out where it is. It's on, what did I say? I think it's on, did I say Nag's Head Records? Did I mention that?
I don't think you mentioned it, no.
Nag's Head Records. It's on Nag's Head Records. Well done. Absolutely brilliant. I do like to get to read out 5 MySpace comments a week. MySpace.com/punkyradio. But you keep not leaving any there because you're on that bloody Facebook thing. But now you're on Facebook, you don't leave comments on our punky Facebook page. So where are all you commenters? Where have you gone? Long time passing. So I've only got 2 basically. MySpace.com/punkyradio. Do leave us a comment if you are. One of them, it isn't even a MySpace comment, but it will make sense, and I do apologise. Here goes. Here's the first one. Hello, Punky. I've had time to catch up on episodes today and notice that you've got your Cafe Press shop up again. Are you going to bring back Punky thongs? I think you should. Love, Alex. Alex is a bird, by the way. Nice.
Good.
One. Yeah, yeah. So, Tony, are we going to bring back Punky thongs?
Yes.
Is that an option we've got?
It should be, yeah. We can have one of anything, so yeah,
right.
I can't see why not.
Let's have a punky thong, please. Shall I make one? Alex, I'll tell you what. You tell us what you want on there, and we'll stick it on there.
Yeah, again, it's another great opportunity for yellow friendship.
Oh, it really is.
Because
I was thinking of having a property of Punky Radio, but yeah, if Alex would like my yellow friendship on the front of a knickers, then yeah, please do email Paulie Pete. Punky, actually, she should email you, really, shouldn't she?
Yeah, tony@punkyradio.com.
Email tony@punkyradio.com. There you go. Email tony@punkyradio.com, Alex, and you can tell him what you want on the front of your pants, and we'll give you some suggestions on what you could maybe have inside them. Right, speaking of which, hey, twat lickers.
Hello.
A fellow can't leave you a MySpace comment if you don't accept the friend request, so quit touching each other's balls and push the button. By the way, the podcast kicks much ass. Out, Brian, aka the mighty El Gringo. Absolutely fair enough, Brian. I'm sorry that it's taken me so long to add you. I have added 16 people today that I hadn't got around to doing, and some bands as well. So I am going to check out the new bands that have added recently. A couple of them look pretty interesting indeed. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, sorry, I do realise that one or two of you might have been trying to leave his MySpace comments, and because I hadn't added you, you couldn't. You've got no excuses now. I want your MySpace comments. Should be 5 a week, and we're doing 1.5. But thank you very much, Brian and Alex, for incorporating other things. That's right, because you managed to get... What's the Cafe Press page, Tony?
cafepress.com/punkyradio.
My God, goodness, my godness, my goodness, you're brilliant. You'll be telling me next you've got some Podcast Alley.
I have. Thank you all, again, for your Podcast Alley comments. They are always appreciated, so do keep them coming in. If you haven't voted so far this month, please do. Lots of time left in March. Easiest way to do it is to go to punkyradio.com, and at the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish to read them out. And in an attempt to get through the massive backlog of the many brilliant comments you've left, I've got 6 again this week.
That's why they're not going to MySpace, they're all going to Podcast Alley. It's fair enough.
It's fair enough. Spunky Punky Paulie B and Tony
treat me like a monkey.
Tony, Paulie B and Tony spurt lashings of thick, punky love snot into your meaty ear folds, gently stroking your hair as they wipe off on your cheek. Mmm, punky. Arstus. Thank you very much. Arstus.
I beg your pardon?
Arstus.
Arstus. How's that spelled?
A-R-S-T-U-S. And it's submitted by Rastus. So it could be Arstus Rastus or just
it's,
Rastus.
It's Rastus. He's just written Arstus wrong, I think.
I quite like it being Arstus, though.
It's Rastus. Actually, there was a teacher at my school whose nickname was Rastus. Never found out why.
Clearly it's him.
No, I don't think so. I think he's about 90 odd now. Nah, probably not. That's
voting, voting for Punky. Punky Radio, the cure for the modern...
You just ignored me then, didn't you? You just went, I don't care, Paul. Shut up, hate school stories. I'm on with the next comment. Fair enough.
I thought you'd finish. Voting for Punky. Punky Radio, the cure for the modern hangover. For Mark.
It's not, it's the cause of it.
Good point.
The cause of the modern hangover is Punky, though. This fucker isn't the antidote for anything.
Goopa. Punky Rocks. The only podcast I'd listen to keep it up. Loving the friend. There's a full stop missing. Punky Rocks. The only podcast I'd listen to keep it up. Loving the yellow friendship. James McGregor. Finally got
right,
in the end.
Now say it again slowly.
Goopa. Punky Rocks. The only podcast I'd listen to keep it up. Loving the yellow friendship. James McGregor.
There you go. Thank you, James.
Punctuation. That's all I need. Punctuation. Yeah. Punky is spunkerific. J Bones, clearly. Thank you very much.
J Bones. And the human fly. J Bones. And the human fly. J Bones and the human fly. Fa la la.
Punky good. Me likey Punky. From Woody. B3. Thank you very much.
I can't argue with that.
No. And finally.
Did Steph just grab your balls when you read the end of that last sentence?
Yeah. A little bit.
Is she the Grippenfuhrer?
Punky makes my life complete. Well, it makes 1 hour of my life per week complete anyway. Punky is the best podcast I've found. Keep up the great work. Paulie B and Tony from Kenny Lars.
Hey, thank you. Hey, what's 24 times 7? Is it 168?
Don't know.
It is, isn't it? Autist brain in overdrive there. 168. So there must be 168 hours in the week, which means 167 of your hours are shit.
Yeah. There you go. That's it for Podcast Alley.
Yeah. So what I would do is I'd listen to some back episodes every week. Just try and give you half a day of fun.
Now, I think this is officially show 187 or something, so there must be...
How can you officially know that? You're more autistic than I am.
Rubbish with maths. But still, I can count. No, I keep track. 188. Nope, 189.
Why didn't we do a special darts one for our 180th? You're not on the ball, Tony.
No, I'm not. Well, we 11 shows have 200, so maybe we could do one for that.
Well, are we going to do something for the 200th?
I'll make a note.
I think that would be really nice.
It's nearly our fourth birthday, isn't it? Must hit.
I've got a great idea for our 200th show.
Really?
Yeah. Let's play a load of shit and talk bollocks.
Okay. The same thing we do every week.
Speaking of a load of shit and bollocks. Sorry, have you finished there?
I have finished, thank you.
Speaking of a load of shit and bollocks, I'll tell you what, Calusa, right?
Yeah.
We've played a couple of tracks off their latest album, Love is Psychosis, and it is. But I found another one to play this week, mate. I fucking love this album. I've been singing in my head, you know, I'm pathetic for you. I'm loving that song, man. It's in my head. And it's one of the last tracks on it, which shows how good it is. Because you don't hide a song as good as that down the bottom of a CD unless the rest are pretty fucking special. Hmm. One that is, we're about to play right now. What I want to know is, what is Calusa's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Calusa.
No, it's not.
Isn't it?
It's myspace.com/Calusa Rocks. If you remember, they sent me an email moaning about the fact we got it wrong before. They are a bit whiny. They're fucking brilliant, though. Right? So, yeah, I'll try and dig it out. I got a MySpace message from Sport Dune.
Oh, okay.
Which I will dig out while we're playing this song, all right? And I'll do it in the next bit. Yeah, this is called Come Here.
Come here.
That's Calusa and Come Here. Great album, man. Love is Psychosis. It is. Great album. Do check out the MySpace page, Calusa Rocks, and do buy the CD. It's absolutely brilliant. You're listening to Dr. Slaggerbury last night. You're listening to Dr. Slaggerbury last night. You're listening to Dr. Slaggerbury now. They're nutters. They're so nutty, they make me talk a funny.
Oh, no.
Not as much as cinnamon gum. I want your judgmentals. Now, Tony.
Hmm.
Has anybody sent anything to you titled to Tony about a guide to gigs in the international community?
They have.
Would it be time for
Tony's
international gig guide?
It is. Thank you all. They are coming, start to come a bit more thick and fast now. So if you do have...
I'm starting to come a bit more thick and fast. I put that down to the fact that I've been regulating my masturbatory habits.
Okay.
And well, I've been. It's been a bit like crop rotation.
Right.
I've kind of been having a couple of days off, and then I've found I've had a better crop.
Eating all those egg whites and everything as well, apparently.
On the way in and the way out, mate. Got to put it somewhere.
Okay, so so I've got two.
I live by myself.
Okay, I'm going to... actually, this works in date order, actually. Yeah, how clever.
Wow.
So, first email, obviously, it's from Russ.
Hey!
Who is dispensed with the cursors this week and the formalities, and no dear Tony, no hi, it's Russ here with his 18-inch black Mambo or whatever. It's just gave me two gig dates, so I should read them out.
Well, he hasn't given you any extra?
No.
Bin it.
No, it's fine.
If you can't be bothered, bin it.
No, the gig's actually pretty good, so I would...
Yeah, but if you can't be bothered to go at the top and say, hi, Tony, Russ here, I think he's being rather presumptuous. Bin it. Oh, all right, read it out then.
Okay. First one. Devilish Presley. This Thursday, 26th of March, with Memphis Mafia Band and Global Noise Attack. And that's at the Gaff on 382 Holloway Road, London.
Is DJ KV Nick on at that as well?
No idea.
I think he is. The Gaff on Holloway Road is an excellent venue that seems to have been having quite a few gigs recently. Johnny Throttle played there the other week, John Codge's band, and it's not far from Big Red. Excellent pub that is. So, yeah, do get down there. Sorry, Tony.
Okay. And that's £7 on the door. Sounds great. And the day after, Friday the 27th of March, Goldblade with the Sunflies and the Scratch. And that's at the Horn on Victoria Street in St Albans.
And that is a fantastic venue.
Yeah?
And we've played all three bands.
Yeah.
We've played Sunflies, we've played The Scratch, and we've played Goldblade a bit. Oh, what a great gig.
Yeah. £7 on the door.
Brilliant.
8 p.m. to 2 a.m. And that's two from Russ. No idea what involvement he has with those ones, or if he's just dug them out and just let us know.
No, right. He just wants to go to the Goldblade one, and he's mates with Devilish Presley because they played at the Coven the other week. So.
Oh, of course.
I can explain that.
There you go.
But yeah, I remember him saying, I can't believe it, Goldblade are playing St Albans. I said, I can. Because I did send him a message saying that they could play Dolly Remixer this Sunday if they wanted. Because I think they're doing somewhere else on Saturday. I think they're doing the Rock Garden or something on Saturday.
Oh,
I said he fancy gigging, but I didn't hear back from him.
All right, okay. That would have been nice.
Very yeah, nice. Way. It's all right.
Hmm. And finally, on a separate email from John, who from the Bleach Boys.
Hey!
Mr. International Gig Guide. That's me. The released gig...
Is that Mr. Tony's International Gig Guide?
That's me. To give my full title. The released gig for the Bleach Boys' new CD, We've Got the Bomb, is at the George in Hitchin on the 28th of March with two support bands, Killing Seymour and one more. So that'd be Saturday night at the
George. Killing Seymour, excellent. They're kind of punk rockabilly crossover. They've got a slap bass.
Nice.
And Bleach Boys' new CD, I recommend. Got an email from Bill Hamp, by the way. You know when he entered the competition and had the wrong lead singer?
Yeah.
He said, oh, really, really gutted about that. I looked all over the net looking for his name, and it kept coming up Frankenstein. Went, well, you're not doing your research properly, Bill Hamp. You really let yourself down there.
Well, we've read it out on the show. Surely he's got it. He's got it.
Yeah,
we've
mentioned it enough times. Yeah. And, he said, damn, I really wanted that as well. Well, you know what to do, Bill. Buy it.
That is true.
Not witchcraft, is it? That Bleach Boys gig will be excellent upstairs in George as well. So basically, you've got a lot of gig choices, haven't you, this week?
It's what? Lucky that's Pete. Good, a good 3 days there. Mm. There you go. That is the end of my gig guide.
Well, all right then. Let's do the end credits.
So,
international gig guide. Oh,
thank you.
Well, Tony.
Yes.
That's all very well and good. But have you got a twat?
I do. Busy me. Thank you all for your twat nominations. As always, greatly appreciated. As much as I like the gig guides and everything, and the theme tune is much better than the twat one, but I still love me twat. It's special. And I like to do it every week. I like to keep it up. A regular twat is good for the bowels, apparently. So if you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for nomination. It's that simple, and I'm running out. So please do email me. Very important. Thank you. This week is from Anonymous. I can't read his name out. As you should see. Tony, okay. Please don't read my name out, as I can't afford to get the sack. And how about some double twat? To give you some background into this tale of woe, I'm a self-employed electrician who is currently working at a school in Leicester, subcontracting to an electrical firm who shall remain nameless. The foreman is an utter cunt. Yes, Paul, I know you don't like the word. Whose name is Matt Lee, a.k.a. the Dark Foreman. The Dark Lord, a.k.a. Hang on a minute. Yeah, Dark Lord, a.k.a. Fucknose. He is a sycophantic sidekick called Pete Norton, a.k.a. Cuntface. Sorry, Paul, but that is his name. They basically spent the day giving people a hard time, me included. They didn't acknowledge a good morning, barge you on the stairs and generally like to give it the big un. Are rude to anyone and everyone, uncooperative with the other trades. They can basically get away with their juvenile shit because, as the whole world knows, there is no other work around and not one of the lads has any work after this job finishes. Two of the lads who are both quite hard working, let's call them the bathroom attendant and the toffee boiler, were found to be talking at 4:50 in the afternoon. We pack up at 4:20. They got a bollocking from...
Boil your toffee.
They got a bollocking from...
I'll attend your bathroom.
From PN, who phoned ML, twat 1 and twat 2. He was told to sack them and then bottled it. Next morning, twat 1 told the two lads that they were sacked. So, to Mr. Norton, who is not only a bully, but a spineless little turd to boot, and Mr. Lee, who is a miserable snivelling shit fuck, you both. There you go. Oh, fuck you both. I just quite like the idea of snivelling shit fuck. Snivelling shit. Full stop. Fuck you both. And I can't believe that's from.
Absolutely justified.
So, yeah. Ready?
Yep.
So, Matt Lee, a.k.a. the Dark Lord, a.k.a. Fucknose, and Pete Norton, a.k.a. Cuntface, from Leicester,
is a twat.
Thank you very much.
Right, let's have some nonsense from Japan.
I'm not afraid to die.
Right, Tone. That is Bo Peep. And go.
Okay.
What I want to know is, what's their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Bo Peep Band?
No, MySpace.com/Bo Peep Japan, because they've come with Japan Files.
Okay.
We've got some Japan rocking going on there, my friend. JapanFiles.com, check it out. I know I'm always on about this, but there's just, I keep finding band after band after band after band after band after band after band that are brilliant. And it's really, the site is really easy to use. So do check out JapanFiles.com and do check out Bo Peep amongst the other many brilliant. Once again, though, it does tend to be, a lot of these Japanese bands tend to be 3 or 4-piece girl bands that really know how to rock.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's what I'm saying. Now, something else that's very easy to use and knows how to rock, Tony, is GoDaddy. Have you heard anything about it yet?
What, Daddy?
GoDaddy.
Ah.
To the tune of Chromosoma 3. Essentially, they're a web services provider, so when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are...
SLs.
And increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and easy podcasting. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything is laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1, that's...
PUNKY1.
Into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there's now a PUNKY2 code, that's...
PUNKY2.
Which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 35 nicker. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate, baby.
Well, if you're from Belgium.
Okay.
It's a, I didn't read out my Belgian MySpace. So go to GoDaddy.com for your internet and web hosting needs. I'm going to read this out now while I think about it.
All right.
I've just got rid of it. I'll have to do it in the next bit.
Okay.
Oh, for goodness sake, Paul. So that's that. Have you got anything else? Can you just mention the t-shirts again, mate?
Yeah, don't forget, we've got our Cafe Presto is now back. We have one of many of the items on there. Check it out, cafepress.com/punkyradio. We have one of the white and the black and various things like that. We can only have one design per t-shirt, but if there is something on there that you'd like, and we haven't got it, like the thong that was mentioned before, we can add it. Just email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with your request. And I'll see if I can help out. Alternatively, if you want a black t-shirt or something that's already on there with a slightly different design, again, just let me know and we'll see if we can sort it out. Thank you.
We'll see how many different things we can cover in our yellow friendship.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good idea. Sorry, Sport Dune, that I'm making you wait for the brilliant MySpace message that you sent me, but we've got to get on for the next song. Now, I had this down as From the Vault, but I'm not sure it is. It's Plastron, and we have played quite a bit off this Plastron album, yeah. Enchanted Evening, which is brilliant, by the way, all the way from Philadelphia via Outer Space. And because I was going to do it From the Vaults and play Scary Circus again, but then I don't think we've ever played Extra Strength Dog Polish, have we?
Doesn't ring a bell.
I think it's about time we did. What I want to know is, Tony, what is... Oh, now I got the... Oh, no, hang on. It's, at the moment, it's probably being Internet 2, Tony 1, isn't it? Yeah. So
is
I got Clusa Rocks and Bo Peep Japan. Ah.
Yeah, you're right.
What is the MySpace page for Plastron?
MySpace.com/Plastron.
It is.
Yeah.
It's Tony 2, Poorly Being Internet 2, and this is Extra Strength Dog Polish. That's Plastron and extra strength dog polish. That's what you need. You don't want any normal dog polish. Your dog's not going to come up quite so shiny. You're listening to Dead 60s right now, who of course are dead, but also brilliant. And yeah, I've got this thing I've been promising to read out, this MySpace message I got from Sport Dune. You might remember I called them bloody fucking Belgian liars or something.
Did you?
Yeah. I accused them of being Belgian liars because they called their song More Love Songs and there weren't any love songs on it.
Right.
So bloody fucking Belgian liars. The reason I think I must have said that is because I got this message from Sport Dune, though people that brought out the album More Love Songs, crazy Belgian tights playing punk rock and looking like dirty old fuckers like me, who I really ought to be hanging around with. If I lived in Belgium, I would. And I got this message from them saying, thanks a lot from the bloody fucking Belgian liars. Oops, lions. Cheers and lots of gooper love. Sport Dune. That's a great command of the English language right there, Tony.
Yeah, better than mine.
How's your French?
Rubbish.
How's your Flemish?
Rubbish.
Yeah, so they've beaten us there.
Jim
so
and Sport, yeah.
It's Sport Dune 1. It'll probably be Internet 2. Tony 2. Only Sport Dune will win it this week. Yeah, please do. As I say, I don't particularly want MySpace messages from you. I'd rather you email paulieb@punkyradio.com. And also do leave a MySpace comment for us, because I haven't read a load out in ages. I like reading them out. Come on. Tony.
Yes.
You'll be telling me next that it's part two of Tony's International Geek Guide.
It is.
Come on.
Bumper crop this week. So, previous section, we had gigs for this week. These are two gigs to look for next month.
Oh.
Mm. And they are truly international. So, firstly, an excellent Vancouver band called the Dreadnoughts will be playing Pub 340 in Vancouver on April the 18th, 2009. April 18th. They will also be playing various locations throughout Europe during the summer. I recommend going to their website at thedreadnoughts.com. And that's from Keener.
Thank you, Keena. Maybe you can get the Dreadnoughts to send us a CD.
That'd be very nice.
And then we can help advertise them even more by playing their shit, man.
Yeah, so I can maybe remember to plug that close to the time. That's a good.
That would be very sensible if you can. If not, it's been mentioned.
Yeah.
Thank you, Keena, and good luck to the Dreadnoughts.
And secondly, and finally, this is from Mark from UK Vomit.
Hey!
Yeah. Who is promoting... I'm reading this off a poster, so... It's the Monsters of Frog.
Oh, yeah.
That's the Frog and Onion on Knoll Street in Nottingham. Forest Fields. NG76AR. Free entry. All day. DJ's barbecue and cheap booze. Brilliant. Saturday, again, the 18th of April. Featuring Cunt and the Gang. S-Punk.
They're really good fun.
Are they?
Yeah.
Sound good. S-Punk, Union X, Pickups and Pitchforks, Citizen Kane, Dirty Roger, Raphaelites, Monster Fight, Lost in
Wake
Custard.
Up in the morning feeling pretty greasy. My wife and my kid, the fuck up, man, leave me.
Aggressive Stereo. More bands being
so
announced.
That you said everyone can be free. Oh. Vitalite.
yeah, there you go. So that sounds good. I don't know the website for it. There doesn't seem to be one listed, but Monsters of Frog, Saturday 18th of April, Frog and Onion, Knoll Street. Sounds great, and it's free.
Cool. I'd also like to give a shout out to London Calling, C-A-L-L-I-N, London Calling, myspace.com/London Calling, I think, something like that, who put on shows in London, and I meant to go to one on Saturday to see it, MWA, some members of which used to be in Kinkirk, but I got sidetracked, I didn't make it down there. But thank you very much for the invite, because I got invited down and I'm really sorry that I couldn't make it. And I will try and get along to one of your events soon. Do check them out. If I remember, I'll put them in our MySpace Top Friends this week so you can find them. It's London Calling. In fact, I think they might have left an ad on our page. No, they couldn't have done. They weren't. I don't know. I found out anyway. But yeah, London Calling. LONDONCALLIN. If you type into MySpace, I'm sure you'll find them. And the very best of luck with that in the future, you boys. They put on loads of gigs, and I do keep meaning to go down. Should have got to this one, didn't. bad Paul Naughty Ball in your bed. Mind you, I was penalised for that. I was punished, Tony. Punished.
Were you?
Why? Yeah, by what happened last night. Last night, I did the old Town Hall Arts Centre in Hemel Hempstead, right? Now, the thing is about me, right? You know I've been banned from driving.
Yeah.
Or as I call it, doing my bit for the environment. I have finished my Naughty Boy course, and I'm hoping to have some chat about that next week. But it means that I'm on the bus or the train. Handily, there's a bus that goes from the end of my road. It goes from Cambridge to Letchworth to Hitchin to Luton to Hemel Hempstead to Heathrow. A brilliant bus. From the end of my road to about 10 minutes from the Old Town Hall Arts Centre. So I thought, fuck it, I'll get the bus. 14 quid return. Thought, fair enough, that's fine. Got the bus at 5 to 6. It takes an hour and 12 minutes. So I got there about 5 past 7. I was at the venue at 7:15, ready to go, expecting to go on first. Because the only bus I could get back was 10:45, right? Yeah. Anyway, I get there, I'm expecting to go on first. Say, no, you're headlining. I went, oh, I'm doing what? No, I can't. It's got to... Look, listen, I've got to get a bus at 10:45. Anyway, the support act didn't show up till gone 9. So I thought, well, here it goes, I'm on first. No, they held the show off. She gets there going, oh, she lived in the West Midlands. She said, I've got to pick a friend up at 10:30. I've got to go on first. Now, it's an hour and a half drive. And she's not going to be away till 9:45. And I immediately smelt a rat and thought, this bird's lying, right? Anyway, they agree that... they'll turn the show around a bit, they'll run it a bit tighter, and I will be off stage at 10:35 and able to get a cab. Fair enough, she goes on first, does all right, I suppose. There's a break, I go on, had an absolutely brilliant gig, and walked off on the dot of 10:35, by which time the sound man was putting my guitar in his case. I'm running down the stairs, they said the cab's booked, I'm waiting outside, no taxi. Doesn't show up. Right. I missed the bus. Going back in to the venue where the compere, who lives in St Albans, which is close to Hatfield, I said, listen, could you maybe give me a lift to Hatfield? I can get a train in from there. No, mate, he's in too much of a rush to go home. I'm not happy, basically, at this point. Pretty fucking angry that my fellow man is not helping me out. And I'm stranded but 30 miles from my house in Hemel Hempstead, home of one of the greatest roundabouts in the world, by the way. Anyway, the sound man says to me, listen, don't worry about it. I'll give you a lift to Hatfield. We'll have to go and get my car. It'll be about half an hour. I went, fair enough. Thanks very much. He packs up. Anyway, he says he's 5 minutes in the venue. He's fucking not. He's 15 minutes and he's uphill. And I've got my guitar on my back. And I'm out of shape. By the time we get to his car, oh, I'm fucked. We get in his car, Volkswagen Beetle. We go from Hemel. We get onto the 414 towards Hatfield. I said, listen, mate, do you live with anyone? And I realised that could have been taken the wrong way. He said, no, I don't. I said, so have you got anything to get up for in the morning? He went, no. I said, listen, if I bung you 20 quid, will you give me a lift back to Letchworth? That means it'd be about 10 quid in petrol, and he makes a tenner. Brilliant. He goes, yeah, no problem. We get onto the A1 and we start talking about the reliability of Volkswagen Beetles. And I said, because I do some bug rallies, I've done Run to the Sun and Bug Jam and a few others. I said, and what I find funny about these things is that, especially when you do Run to the Sun in Newquay, you get halfway down the 303 onto the A30 and you start seeing Volkswagen Beetles just dotted by the side of the road, broken down, right?
Right.
He said, we've gone past Junction 7. I live at Junction 9. We get to nearly Junction 8. And just as he says, nope, this thing hasn't let me down in 2 years, and taps the dashboard, it ran out of petrol. Exactly when he tapped the dashboard, it just went bleh, bleh, bleh. Just stopped, right? It stopped at 5 minutes to midnight. Now, if I'd got the 10:45 bus, I'd have got home at 11:57. All right, not too bad so far. He goes to phone up the AA, rings him up, gets through, and his phone battery goes dead. Now, he's lucky I was with him, because he wouldn't have made it back from when I said. And so we rang him back on my phone, right? So this bloke hasn't put any petrol in his car. It's a Volkswagen Beetle, and his battery's dead. We phone up the AA on my phone. They say there'll be half an hour. That would make it 12:30, yes?
Yep.
Yep. Come 1 o'clock, on a freezing motorway hard shoulder with the hazards on, fearing our lives, we phone the AA back and went, yeah, bloke's a bit late, he'll be there in 15 minutes. Now, all we need is some petrol. We just need some gas to bung in the car to get us to a petrol station, right?
Yeah.
The AA bloke phones up at 1:20, so we've been standing there an hour and 20 minutes, freezing our fucking nuts off. I'm well pissed off. Does the man from the AA phone up with a can of petrol, Tony?
No.
No. He phones up with a big fuck-off knackers van that he loads us onto the back of and insists on driving us to Bulldog Services at Junction 10. We get there at 10:50 in the morning. when the AA man insists on us filling the car up while still on the back of his van. So here's this bloke that's giving me a lift. He's a bit pissed off, standing on top of the back of this van, filling his car up. I refuse to get involved, go inside in the wall. When it's all sorted out, I come out. The AA man eventually lets us go at about 10 to 2, 5 to 2. Geezer gives me a lift home. I get in at 2. I paid 14 quid for the ticket. I've given the geezer 20 quid to get me home. I'm 2 hours later than I should have been. A 30-mile journey has taken 2 hours and three quarters in the dead of night. I'm not very fucking happy. I had loads of work still when I got in, see. Anyway, I did the work. Finally got to bed. Oh, and sent some songs to you for a CD to be made for a mystery person. Finally got to bed at 4. Had to be up at 8:30 to get ready to go to bloody college today, didn't I? It's not all great. So, Tone.
Yeah.
Have you got anything else to add in this bit?
No. No.
Seeing as I'm depressed.
The only thing I've done this week is I've finally signed up for the gym, which is one of my...
have you?
Yeah. Just trying.
Isn't that one of your New Year's resolutions?
It was. So I'm doing all right.
It only takes until nearly April. Well done.
Yeah.
Nice to know that you'll be able to watch the telly somewhere for the next few months.
It should be all right. I'm giving it a go.
Right, well, very best of luck with that. Shall we listen to something from Voodoo Rhythm Records?
Yeah.
Hit bass. Hey, Google Moya! Hey, loud and proud! What was I thinking of? I gotta get with it before long. Trouble every day, I think my head is wired up wrong. I gotta get a new head. I gotta get a brand new head. I gotta get a new head. One I got is gonna be the death of me. I asked my baby, do you think I'm all there? She said there's something missing, it ain't just your hair. Son, you're fired because you mean my financial ruin. Yeah. I gotta get a brand new head. I gotta get a brand new head. One guy gonna be the dead of me. Up no more. Brand new head. I gotta get a brand new head. I'm gonna get me a brand new head, cause the one God is the death of me. But hey man, if I get a new head, will I be so pretty? Will I be such a handsome man? I don't know if the girls will love me so much, so maybe I stay the way I am. Cause I got one beautiful hand. Yeah, I don't know if I need a brand new head. Look at it. Look at that. Look at that face. Headphone Slim and the Knee Tremblers from the album The Shake Said Shake. That is Brand New Head. That is a good bit of work, isn't it, Tug?
It's very nice.
It's a great album, The Shake Said Shake. We have played quite a bit of it. We All Got Somebody That We Want to Kill. We played The Shake Said Shake, a great song, played it twice in fact. We played Dead Man's Shoes, we played Put a Rocket Up It, we played One Legged Rock, and now we've played Brand New Head. Great album on Voodoo Rhythm Records. What one of those, Tony, what is Hit Bone Slim's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/HitboneSlim.
I think it is. Tony3, Paulie B the Internet 2. Also, I do just want to say about... Oh, we never found out about the Voodoo Rhythm Festival, did we? That was supposed to be in May. Never found out about that. I'll do some research at some point. What I meant to say is that at the gig in Hemel, the home of this great roundabout, I said it's twinned with the roundabout in Swindon. And this woman in the crowd shouts out, the Swindon one's better. I went, no, it's not. The Hemel one's better. There's more foliage around it. Swindon one's a bit of a concrete jungle. She went, yeah, but you can drive through the middle of the Swindon one And I said to her, look, you can drive through the middle of the Helmer one if you're pissed enough. Maybe that was why I got banned. Who knows? I haven't got a lot to say in this week, Tony. Have you got anything to add at this point?
Not really. Nothing much happening here. I am Jim, and also I'm going swimming now as well, so I'm really knackered.
You're some health freak.
I know. So Tony, next time you see me in what, you know, next 4 or 5 months, I'm going to be totally whipped.
Tony, mm-hmm. I'd kick her out and I'd go back to buying tins of stag chili and fray bundle pies.
Actually, my personal low was when I bought the tin of burgers.
That was a personal low, Tony. That was a personal. You bottomed out with that one, didn't you? You really did bottom out with the tin of burgers. In gravy, weren't they in gravy?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
A tin of burgers in gravy.
Something like 20 pence or something like that.
And it's like, this tin contains nothing of calorific value whatsoever.
No. I don't think it was even meat.
No, this is a tin of badness. It's badness in gravy. That was funny. Well, you remember, I rarely am I rendered speechless.
But you wouldn't eat them. I ate them.
You're damn right. I wouldn't look at the tin. What are you doing with that shit?
I was young. It's foolish.
I made a lamb stew this week. It's probably the best lamb stew I've ever made. Oh, and I bought 3 jars of mustard and a jar of pickled onions today. I got English mustard, that brown French mustard, and Dijon mustard. That Dijon mustard's fucking gorgeous. And a jar of pickled onions. And in the making of this show, I've had 1 bottle of lager and 8 pickled onions.
Very nice. Absolutely. Yeah. A cup of tea.
You're lucky you're not in the Hyman's Lodge tonight, my friend. I'm not looking forward to going to bed with my own arse. This week, I've got loads of gigs, Tony.
Okay.
Wednesday night, I am in Leeds Arts Centre. Thursday night, I'm in Llangollen in North Wales. Friday, I'm doing Beau Jongleurs, and there's a possibility I might be going for another casting for an advert.
Oh, really?
More of that next week. Okay. Yeah, I kind of kiboshed the other one, but I tell you about it in advance. This one looks quite good. If I get a place on it, I'll be very happy. Saturday, I'm in Walton on Thames, and Sunday is the return of Dolly Remixture to Remix Nightclub in Hitchin, my fabulous cabaret show, myspace.com/Dolly Remixture, or there is a Facebook group, Dolly Remixture. Fairly easy to find. Absolutely brilliant this week. We have the return of Maxwell Hammer and Smith, who do 70s cover versions. Beautiful dancing ladies, Miss Rose Thorne and Slinky Sparkles. We have music from David Whitney and Ross Ashcroft, who Dave I've worked with for a few times. The magic comes in the shape of the great Sebastiano, who I know. There'll also be close-up magic from Lee Smith, my co-promoter. Roch will be DJing. We have a new house band, who at the moment are rumoured to be called Semi-Detached, but more of that with the review of the show. Mm-hmm. The usual stalls, free food, £10, £8 in advance from the following shops in Hitchin. Doobie, Planet Clothing, The Victoria Pub, and the other place, and Helen Rochford shop. Also, Tony, there's a new rock bar in Hitchin called Icons, which is brilliant.
All right.
Yeah, the next time you're down here, man, you're going. Oh, it's fucking great. Yeah, and they're well up for the show. They're going to advertise it, sell tickets, and they're going to be the pre-show venue for anyone wanting to get really leathered, because they shut at 7 o'clock.
All right.
So it's perfect. You're going to have a couple of beers with them, then the whole pub's going to walk down to Dolly Remixture with any luck. So,
oh, that sounds good.
Yeah. I think it's going to be busy this week. We've had a lot of interest for this one. After last one, being a bit quiet.
Right.
A lot of interest for this one. So I am rather excited about it. And then Monday and Tuesday of next week, which we haven't discussed this, but it might mean that the show goes up a bit late next week. Don't know yet. Monday and Tuesday next week at North Arts College in Hitchin is my students, the people that I teach that stand-up comedy to, BTEC students. It's their end-of-term performance. So it's £5, £2 if you're a student. And it's the student centre at the Hitchin site of North Arts College. And I think you want to be down there for 7:30, basically. So, yes, lots on this week. And then I've got not quite so busy week next week. But this is, it's a big one. Looking forward to them all. Had a right result. I was saying it cost me £14 on the bus to Hemel, then £20 to get a lift back. It took me hours.
Hmm.
My train ticket to Leeds, mate. £15.50. I get there in 2 hours.
Nice.
Can't knock it. Can't fucking knock it. Llangollen, I'm getting a lift there off me, mate. Silky, then I'm getting the train back to London, possibly going to the casting, then off to Beau Jongleurs, which I'm not dreading it, but I don't normally have a great time at Beau Jongleurs. Hopefully that'll be different this week. Walton on Thames, I've never been to before, but it's a decent gig, and there we go. We're back again. I'm going around in circles now. I would like just before we play the last song, I would really like you to basically get in touch with us again. You all seem to have gone a bit quiet. Chantel, I'm sorry, no, I haven't sent you your prize yet. I will do it at some point. I'd like your poetry corners. I'd like your judgmentals. I'd like your comedy suburbs. What else do we want here?
I'd like your twats. Please.
And we want iTunes reviews very, very much. And if you have any ideas for thongs, not thongs to the toe, I mean thongs around your buttocks, then please do that. Other than that, Tone, I'm ready to play the last song, mate.
I'd go for it.
Oh, you've been listening to Project Marv, by the way. Hello, Marv. Thanks very much for doing us. Easy enough. I think he's in our MySpace Top Friends now. If he's not, I'll sort it out this week.
Oh, Marv was recording today.
Oh, was he?
Sorry, Marv, if you're listening.
Why, were you supposed to be with him?
Yeah.
Oops.
Oops, I had a meeting today that I've completely forgot, but Marv was in, again, recording for his album. But he has been in touch.
Yeah, the very important meeting. Good. I'm glad he's back on the radar.
Yeah.
The cheeky little perfect tooth munchkin. At the start of the show, we played a song by the Priscillas from their album 10,000 Volts. It's out now on Nag's Heads Records. We're going to close the show with one from them as well, because I'm bloody loving the Priscillas, basically. They're fucking great. Jen's given me a mobile number and Gurry's pinched my bottom. There's only the other Tasty Bird and the bloke that haven't in some way been untoward with me. They wear great outfits as well. Fancy a bit of cyber sex, milkshake pop, you know where to come. And that's not around mine. Mm-hmm. So, this is one towards the end of the CD. Well, you've already done this once, Tony. What's the Priscillas' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ThePriscillas?
It is, but the fact you've already said it once, you had to think about it. I'm going to take a point off, which makes it controversially Tony 3, probably being Internet 3. It's an honourable draw, and this is Come Out.
Over here. Okay. We can have a little dance.
that just about wraps up another show, Tone. It's been a good one, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think
we have had good music this year. Please do, bands, if you're out there, please do send us your stuff to the address on our MySpace profile. It's Punky Radio, P.O. Box 266, Letchworth Hearts, S for Sugar, G69BR. All submissions considered, most of them played. Let's face it, hardly anyone ever sends anything shit, so fair enough. If you don't want to send it to me, you can send it to Tony. Email him, tony@punkyradio.com, and he will help you out there. What else should people get in touch with you about, Tony?
I think I am now out of twats, so if you do have a twat to nominate, do email me this week as soon as possible, tony@punkyradio.com. Just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. It's that simple. And also, don't forget, even if you have any gigs to promote or anything like that, wherever in the world they may be, do email me again, tony@punkyradio.com.
They don't technically have to be in the world, do they?
If
you're in the solar system somewhere and you'd like us to do a special Tony's Galactic Guide, we'll happily do that. Come on. There's got to be some hot venue on Alpha Centauri or Betelgeuse or the such like. Perhaps you're on Star Trek Voyager and you're listening via a time ship. Or perhaps you're Doctor Who. If you are Doctor Who, please do show up, because as some of you may know, if I was Doctor Who, I would reside in the retardis. We'd also like your iTunes reviews. Very important, to help us move up the chart. We've moved up the chart a little bit recently. We're above some pretty heavy shows. We're above Keith and the Girl, mate. We're above some pretty heavy shows at the moment.
Good.
So, yeah, we do appreciate it. Anything you do, 5 stars only, et cetera, et cetera. As already mentioned, I want your poems particularly. I like poems. I do like poems. If you have a T-shirt designer, indeed, you would like to buy a T-shirt, visit Cafe Press /Punky Radio. And hello once again to our listeners on Hussy Skunk, Wicked Radio and Second Life. All the bands we played this week should be in our top friends.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you say something, Tom.
And I'll be in the top friends as well. don't forget.
Tense, sad man. Say goodbye, Tony.
Bye, Tony.
I'll poo.
But you can't.
It's nearly April Fool's Day.
It is.
Oh, that'd be a laugh.
Always.